I've been all across this country.
Okie dokie, folks, and welcome to the latest edition of Monday Night Shaw right here on the Backbreaker Media Network. I am Kyle Shaw, a.k.a. the Canadian Goose, and joining me today all the way from Newfoundland is the one, the only, the Steel Panther, Cameron Stevens.
What's going on, Goosey Goosey?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you? I'm doing a lot better than the last time we talked. We're re-recording this because last time we did it, it was just a nutty. I think my dogs were down here in the room, and I had been drinking beer and smoking. It was just like, I can't release this. It's just a bunch of
a phenomenal outtake episode.
Oh yeah, one day, like 10 years down the road, when we won't get heat for talking about any of that stuff, we can put it up. You know,
tremendous.
How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, one of the reasons I wanted to re-record with you was just because, like, some monumental things have happened to you in the last couple of weeks since we podcasted. Of course, NEW Wrestling started up again. You were at their show, and then apparently there was, like, a marriage proposal in the ring. Want to tell me about that?
Yeah, that's... That's correct. So I had the match there Friday night, and it was quite the match. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Who did you wrestle?
And I wrestled Shannon Shaw.
No relation.
But he had his third match there.
I heard he did well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he is deadly, man.
I heard Jeremiah Javen might have got involved in that as well, too.
Yeah, so Javen decided to come back. It was almost like seeing a ghost, and then once that clown decided to show his face, everybody knew exactly who it was, and I'll give him this. He laid me out, but I came back the next night and opened up the show. Letting him and the people in attendance know exactly what I felt about him and what I was going to do about it. And I had decided to go to the NEW officials and get him reinstated so I can actually get my hands on him once again.
Okay, so you got him his job back.
Essentially.
It's a solid move. Did you?
Oh yeah, because I don't want to catch no charges once I whoop his ass.
Yeah.
So after I made my opinions known on Jeremiah Javen and that whole situation, I decided to take a minute to sing "Happy Birthday" to my stepson.
Oh, right.
Me and the crowd sang it to him. It was his 12th birthday.
Well, happy birthday
and,
to your stepson.
Oh, yes, he is. He's 12 now, and he's in there playing the game, I think.
Okay.
So after that, I invited Deeka in the ring, let her say her happy birthday on the microphone, and then I dropped down to one knee in front of everybody, asked her to marry me, and lucky me, she said yes.
That's amazing. I'm really happy for you, buddy. Are you guys going to get married on one of the shows there?
No, that one's likely not going to be around a show, although we might try to get some sort of wedding party happening on one of the shows. Who knows?
Okay, because, like, I mean, I'm just picturing the old wrestling wedding where you're like, is there anyone that does not want these two to marry? And then, you know, Jeremiah Javen comes out in his, the Fiend Cross Shockmaster costume and attacks your wedding.
Oh, man. See, here's the thing. After I went and proposed, I went to the back, got ready for my match. I didn't see Javen all day. I didn't know where the hell he was to. But when I went out for my match, I was wrestling Denver Peters. You had him on the podcast before.
Yep. Go back and listen to that, folks. Denver Peters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was wrestling Denver Peters, and Javen decided to come out while I was wrestling him, and I got a little bit of a distraction there, and good old Denver decided to hit me where the sun don't shine, and hit me with a couple of devastating maneuvers so I could be down long enough for him to pick up the win. But fortunately for Denver Peters, he was not the reason for my agony that night, because Jeremiah Javen decided to then enter the ring, pick me up, and hit me with one of his little neck breakers, whatever the hell he wants to call it, gouging my eyes out and shit. And then Buddy decides to pick me up and pile drive me down in front of my family.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it is Newfoundland. What did you think was going to happen?
Man, so I know what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next is actually probably by the time this podcast is released, I'll likely have released my response video telling Javen and NEW exactly what's going to happen to Jeremiah Javen as soon as I see an opportunity to pounce, as you would. But that video, it's not one for the kids, I'll put it to you that way.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, I mean, that's fair. Like, we had I had Jeremiah on the podcast as well a little while ago, and he's kind of a creepy little dude. I don't know if he's little, but he's creepy. He's definitely creepy.
He's a creepy little bastard.
And he does look like his new costume. I was like, wait, he looks like a cross between the Fiend and the Shockmaster, you know?
Oh, man, that goof thinks because he has a new mask that he thinks is scary that he's going to go out and intimidate people. But what he doesn't understand, what he doesn't realize, is when you're dealing with people like me, that shit don't fly and it don't work.
Yeah, you lived in Calgary for, like, fucking years, man. You see those kind of people walking down the street every day in Calgary.
Man, people like Jeremiah Javen are a dime a dozen. And the funny thing is, I wouldn't spend that dime if it was my fucking 100th.
Okay. So enough about Jeremiah Javen and whatnot. When is the planned wedding? Have you guys set a date for that or anything?
No set date yet. We're looking at 2022.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah, we're looking sometime 2022.
Well, congratulations for that and whatnot. You also recently, I know we discussed it last time we recorded, but we didn't air that recording, so we should talk about it again. You also recently came out here to Alberta.
I did, yeah.
And what brought about that trip, and how did it go?
Well, I'll start by answering your second question. It went really well, I think. I went out, I got to wrestle my best friend in Calgary, and that was a nice sentimental match for me personally, if I'll be honest. And then I went out to Edmonton and pushed myself to the limit with Heavy Metal, who is unfortunately injured right now. I'm wishing him a speedy recovery for sure.
Yeah. We all want to wish Metal the best. I mean, I saw his X-ray online there. It's pretty nasty looking, but like I'll just speak to like the resiliency of Heavy Metal. Like I've gone down to the Top Talent Training Academy definitely a bunch of times since that happened, and he's been there. Like even like the Monday after that happened, like he was there, and don't get me wrong, he isn't wrestling with people, but he's still like, you know, leading the class and explaining things and like physically demonstrating some things, that he's able to do, you know, and he's like, he's still like once in a while will do squats and run ropes. And like, it's very, very like the amount that he's pushing himself is very admirable for sure. And we want to wish him all the best. You wrestled him. How long did you guys, how long were you in the ring with him for?
30, 40 minutes, something like that.
Okay, yeah, because he was on a real kick there where a couple weekends. He was going like almost an hour every night, and it was nuts.
The first time I seen that, I wrote someone out there, and I was like, hey, I know you would have been at the show. Is that legit? Like, is he going that long? And they said, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's deadly, man. Like, where's the footage? I want to see this.
I'm sure if you talk to some, if you message up Dave, he can get you the footage. I'm not going to say.
Well, no, I seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Good, good. My match that night was, who did I wrestle? I wrestled the Brooks Bad Boy, and I think we were out there for like 2.5 minutes.
You killed him.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler, though. I enjoy it. He's very, very fun and entertaining, for sure.
You never know what the Brooks Bad Boy is going to do.
Yeah, and I mean, it was fun because, like, I remember back when I was a ring announcer, I had the pleasure of introducing the Brooks Bad Boy a couple of times, who's a masked fella who likes to sing and dance and whatnot. But his offensive, his array of offense is somewhat limited. Good dude, though, and I was very happy to wrestle
him. I would think there's a lack of confidence inside the ring ropes, like a lack of competence there. Like he can't figure it out. I don't think he knows where he's to.
He might just be like, I don't know. Like he's clearly like trained, you know. So that puts him ahead of some people, but I don't know. He's just not like he just didn't have any offense. It was weird. Yeah, it was a good match though. I enjoyed it. I'm sure it was nothing compared to the match between yourself and Heavy Metal. I've wrestled Metal before.
Oh, man, you just killed Buddy. I don't know if
yeah. No, it was like it was legit. Like I went in there and headbutted him like 6 times and. I gave him a spear and you know, called it a day.
Go on.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was just like my only like regret about that match is it was like a week, maybe 2 weeks later when I started like busting out a bunch of like Lucha Libre in my matches and stuff. And I would have loved to like given him some crazy Lucha.
I was going to say, I was out there for that show. I seen that match live, and I was like, man, like, Goose is just killing this guy. And then I leave, and I see Lucha Goose. I was like, wow, the Goose knows how to fly. What the hell happened? Why was I not seeing this?
And that, it's very interesting. Like, just, like, I mean, I don't want to kill the magic, but, like, just from my point of view, like, these are, like, some things that I've been doing lately. Like, I added the flying head scissors and springboard arm drag to my like repertoire, and like when they were shown to me, I was like, yeah, there's no way I can do that, like right? And then it was just like, well, why don't you like try it? And then I did, and it was like, oh, okay. So like legit, the flying head scissors, the first one we did, I went up and sort of flopped down, and it was really ugly and didn't work. And then I was like, well, try to get, and the second one was fine. And then the third one was pretty decent. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, I've got this down now. And I've only ever been like dropped on a flying head scissors once. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm content that I know how to do this. And then the flying arm drag, we learned that one a while ago. I just never busted it out because it does have like a higher degree of like, there's room for error on it. And unfortunately, last Friday when I was wrestling Sean Martins, I did go for it. And like these Lucha Libre moves, they are considered high risk moves for a reason. And, you know, unfortunately, I lost my footing and kind of bunged it up and then tried to save it with another kind of weird arm drag thing. When it goes off well, that flying arm drag is like, oh, I love it. And I'm very, very happy that Heavy Metal taught it to me. I've also...
Oh, yeah, man. That was deadly.
Yeah, I got a couple other ones. Like, I got a couple other ones that I've done in training but haven't debuted on shows yet. And when I do those, I think people are going to be like, whoa, wait, what the fuck? Like... Is this the same guy doing this shit? Like, yeah.
Speaking of whoa, wait, what the fuck? I busted out a couple of springboard moonsaults at the last couple shows.
Yeah,
both
I saw
times
that.
Both times the boys caught me and kicked me right in the damn face in midair.
That's not, like, I feel horrible for you because, like, I can only imagine if I did, like, a spring. I mean, I could do a moonsault off the out of the corner, off the middle rope or the top rope, but like I have not done like a springboard one from like the middle of the ring or anything. I tried to do it in training and it comes across real lopsided and ugly, so I don't generally bust that out. But like I can only imagine being upside down and getting kicked in the chops while I'm trying to do it. Like, oh boy.
Oh yeah.
But I did see the videos of some of the matches and stuff that you sent me a few clips, and I was very impressed, Cameron. Like at this point, like for you, like I don't see any limitations there. I'm like, oh yeah, Cam could go out there and do whatever the fuck he wants. He's got the ability, right? Like,
oh yeah.
So like it's been fun doing all that. Do you have any plans to come back here from Newfoundland again, perhaps in the near future?
At some point, I don't know when, but I definitely will at some point for sure.
Well, that's good. Have you been continuing to go to wrestling training and stuff out in Newfoundland? Have you guys got a school
set? As much as I can. I mean, The trip out to Alberta, I had to come back in quarantine for 2 weeks, too. And once I was out of quarantine, it was pretty much time for the shows.
Oh, really? I thought you only had to quarantine if you were leaving the country.
No, they get us to quarantine if we left the province.
Oh, geez.
Or if we left the Atlantic bubble, sorry.
All right. Well, I'm glad, like, you know, you haven't been sick, eh? You didn't get the COVID or whatnot, eh?
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay, that's good. Because, like, yeah, no, I remember when you came back, I believe it was the Tuesday of the week you came back. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I went and got tested for COVID because I had been coughing a bit and had a bit of a sore throat. I mean, originally I just chalked up the sore throat to I had been announcing wrestling for 2 weeks beforehand and was just like, okay, my voice is not used to, you know, announcing anymore, so now I've got a hoarse throat. And then like my coughing is, well, I tend to indulge in some of the, you know, new legalized treats this year. Like the goose likes his green sometimes, so I get a little coffee and I just was like, okay, there's no big deal. But like somebody mentioned that I was coughing an awful lot and that I should go get tested, so I did. And I did come back negative, which was great, but I was super disappointed when I found out you wrestled in Calgary, because, like, nobody told me you were coming, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to go to the show tomorrow and see Cam, because I have to wait for the results of my COVID test, right? And that morning, the morning of the show in Edmonton, I got the results back negative, and I was like, yes, sweet, I can go to the show. And I went to the show and I wrestled. And it was fantastic. But what are the COVID restrictions around shows out in Newfoundland like?
Oh man. Whoo.
Like, is there certain rules and stuff that you guys got to follow? Is there limitations on the amount of people? Like, I know we just got bumped down. We're only allowed 50 people in the crowd right now.
We've got the CLB there now, where we usually have our shows in town, and we're only allowed to get about 80 people in there, 100 including staff.
Okay, like we were at 100, but then there was some they put more strict regulation on the thing. In fact, I'm actually kind of like, you know, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm kind of surprised we're even allowed to wrestle at all in Alberta right now, just because like they've shut down a lot of other like group fitness activities and whatnot. So like that's a hindrance, but we're actually still able to do wrestling shows, and it's fantastic. I think we, like I say, 50 fans in the building, and masks are now like mandatory unless you're like sitting, eating, or whatnot, you know, or wrestling. If you're in the ring, like you don't have to wear a mask, which is great, because like I wrestled in a mask for a while, and it's really hard to breathe when you're in a mask, you know, when you're especially when you're wrestling. Even my mask, like. The mask that I wrestled in was like has open mouth and nose, but it's still like it just like it covers all the pores in your head, so like you get all sweaty and you can't see and you can't hear. Like there's reasons why I don't wrestle in a mask anymore. I like doing it, and I really like there's aspects of it that I absolutely love, but there's also aspects of it where it just makes it way like more challenging than it needs to be. And you know, somebody who's also like as limited as I already am without a mask, adding the mask in there just tends to make it much more difficult for me, you know. But so those are the kind of the regulations that are going on now. But we still, like I say, like you still come down, the shows are still a lot of fun. You know, there's still the wrestlers are going to be there. Like at this time, like especially with everything going on, I think people are. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. I look forward to going out on Friday or Saturday night and wrestling and being amongst all the people and, you know, putting my mask on at intermission and going out and saying hi to everybody and just like having a little social interaction, especially with just like the way the year has gone. It's been a rough year.
Oh, man, the year has been brutal for pretty much everybody, man. I mean, there's obviously upsides to the year between baby on the way, engagement, all that good stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah, 2020 has definitely taken its toll on everybody.
100%. 100%. So when is the next set of NEW shows?
As of right now, not a clue.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is indeed. However, there's lots of stuff going on NEW-wise when it comes to online. I mean, the boys try to keep us updated with our awesome fans as we can, both the ones that are here in Newfoundland and the ones that are up away, like out there where you guys are too.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, I'm sure that you and Jeremiah Javen are still going to continue to joust back and forth on the Facebooks and stuff. Like you said, you have that video that's coming out soon. Tyson Dukes, who's heavily involved in NEW, he's got a series of videos going up on YouTube right now, and it's all about chain wrestling, and every day he explains like a different chain wrestling hold. It's like 61 holds in 61 days or something.
Oh yeah, it's tremendous.
Yeah, there's been some great stuff I learned on there. He did this one called I believe it was called a Come Along, and then so I like watched his video and I tried it in training a couple of times and was like, oh no, that move is called the gooseneck. Like that's legit, like a legit move that bouncers use to like escort people out of holds, and it's called the gooseneck. And I was like, oh well, I should probably start incorporating this into my matches and stuff. And then, yeah.
Dude, you're the goog. It's a gooseneck. You got to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the problem is it's like a legit shoot hold. So if you do it wrong, you can fuck somebody up pretty badly. You know, so you got to be super careful. But, like, that's not, like... That's sort of the same thing with any hold, like in wrestling, is if you do it improperly, it's not going to go well. But yeah, it's one of those ones where I need to like refine a little bit and figure out, like, I didn't hurt anybody when I did it or anything, but it was one of those things where, yeah, if you do squeeze the wrong way, you're going to legit like mess somebody up, right? That was a good hold. I love all those chain wrestling holds because it gives me like little things I can learn, and like there's a lot of times when I'll show up when training's on and stuff, and they'll just be like, okay, chain wrestle, and then it's okay, cool, and then yeah, oh, I got to watch like 5 or 6 Tyson Dukes videos this week, and then you know if you find yourself in a certain position, you're like, okay, well I'll try this one right now, you know. And
oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and how do you find have you done any seminars with Tyson Dukes or anything?
Since I've been out here, every single one he's done.
Right on. Yeah, no, I've become like I really enjoy his videos on there. I've also like, you know, he's got an extensive career going back to like TNA wrestling, and I know he did the WWE Cruiserweight Classic, which was one of my favorite. Like, I think the WWE Cruiserweight Classic was a fantastic event. I don't know why they haven't done another one of those.
Yeah, man, it's really confusing, but yeah, man, Dukes is he's phenomenal, man. I love Dukes. He's deadly.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he really knows his stuff, and I would hope that one day he comes out here to show us some stuff. That'd be nice.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, I know that when we originally talked and we were going to do the podcast and ended up doing it like a couple weeks ago, it all fell apart. But you wanted to talk about your inspirations and stuff. So who in wrestling has inspired you, Cameron?
In wrestling?
Yeah, like you were saying about your inspirations. Either or, bud. Like, when if you were to...
Ones that I've met, Tyson Dukes really helped me a lot when it came to not only tightening up a lot of my work, but... just helping me gain some confidence that I didn't have before, right?
Yeah.
But as for ones that I just watch and really enjoy, I love a lot of the old Southern Tag Team Wrestling, like Midnight Express and Rock and Roll Express and, you know, the Fantastic.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I think it would be remiss of us to talk about all that stuff without mentioning like a very big rest in peace to the legendary Tracy Smothers.
Oh my God, man, that was I had no idea that was going to happen that day, and it really threw me off. I was like, dude, there's no way that this, like, not a chance, man. Like, but. Yeah, I feel like every time we do this podcast, some legendary figure that we both, like, love had recently passed away. Because last time we were talking, I can't remember who it was, somebody had recently passed.
Yeah, it's been a long year. It could have been anybody. I mean, they say they go in threes, and I guess the three lately have been Tracy Smothers, Sean Connery, and Alex Trebek, you know?
Oh, man, it throws you off because it's like you grow up watching these people, and it's almost like you see them as superheroes on TV, and then next thing you know...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a long history of like knowledge of Tracy Smothers or anything, but I got the feeling just from like what I have like gathered like about him that he was kind of like a real like wrestler's wrestler, you know, like I remember a story about like when they did the ECW One Night Stand and JBL attacked the Blue Meanie and like started shooting on him in the at the end there and like beating him up and bloodied them all up, right? And then apparently like Tracy Smothers was like super hot about it and was like, yeah, come at me, bro, see what happens, you know?
Yeah, I was watching Tracy Smothers' clip on YouTube when that came out. And I seen that when he put a shoot promo on JBL in the ring on an indie show.
Yeah, and I totally believe like that Tracy Smothers could just mess JBL up. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Because like JBL is in fantastic shape, and like don't get me wrong, Tracy Smothers wasn't a schlub or anything, but you know he didn't look like a Greek god or anything either. And but I believe that he would fight tooth and nail to beat JBL's ass if it came to it, you know. And then like
you seen the Brawl for All, didn't you?
The Brawl for All? I think I've seen some of the Brawl for All, but not much of it. I wasn't JBL in it, and he didn't last long, right? Like, how was he like?
Well, I think he made the finals.
Oh, he did, eh?
Mm.
Okay. Well, Bart Gunn beat him, so. Because Bart Gunn won, right? Which I don't think anyone ever expected. The Brawl for All was an interesting idea, not something I'd really ever want to partake in myself. Can you imagine the Alberta Brawl for All? Who do you think would win the Alberta Brawl for All?
I don't know, but I can just imagine the fucking promos leading into it.
What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, my God.
The Alberta Brawl for All. Yeah. Let's not
you
like...
You know damn well there'd be some, like, young kid who'd be convinced to go in there and just get the piss beat out of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, you know, so, like, the Alberta Brawl for All. I don't know. If they came
in... Giant O'Ryan would... fucking destroy everybody.
Well, it would come down to Giant O'Ryan or Mitch Clark. Mitch Clark could fuck everybody up too, you know?
Oh, I forgot about Mitch Clark.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Mitch Clark would be pretty badass for sure.
I don't think I met Mitch Clark.
Oh, you've never met Mitch Clark? I've met him a couple of times. He seems like a solid guy. Solid dude.
Seems that way.
Yeah, I was in a battle royal with him once. And it was weird wrestling him because I was like, oh, do I trash talk him while I'm wrestling him? Like, you know, because like it was at the BEW show after the tag team matchup or the handicap tag team, whatever. The one between me and Will against Squig. After that match was over, there was a battle royal later on that night. And so... on this particular night, I was like one of, like, I was a heel. It was weird that I, but in BEW, the Canadian Goose was a heel. And I was just like, I'm in the ring and I'm like, oh, do I start heel trash talking Mitch Clark? Being like, yeah, come on, Mr. UF. And I was like, yeah, let's not just not push those buttons. You know? So
you're not a tough guy. You're just a UFC fighter.
Yeah. It was interesting because it was like I thought about it. I was like, oh, do I chirp this guy? No, maybe not. You know?
You're a fighter, not a wrestler.
Yeah. Well, he's actually like, if you watch his like matches, he doesn't like, I don't think he really, like, I don't know, like, I haven't seen a lot of his matches, but from what I hear, he tries to do much more of just like a pro wrestling style match. Like, he doesn't seem to be trying to Brock Lesnar it up and just throw a bunch of suplexes and, like, you know, do crazy, like, UFC holds and stuff. He's like, you know, when you even look at him, he's wearing like 80s W, like Rock and Roll Express type trunks and stuff, like, you know, with stars and whatnot, stars and what are those things that called that they all, I started wearing them recently too, tassels. He's got a lot of tassels and stars on his tights and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah, I got tassels too.
Yeah, tassels of rock. I started tassing up my t-shirts there and whatnot, and then I got some more tassels to put around my legs and stuff. Because feathers are when I wear the feathers to the ring, they're really cool and whatnot. But they like molt. Even like when you go buy the feathers at the typically I'll go down to like Dollarama and just buy like feather boas for like, you know, they're like somewhere between $1.50 and $3. And then you'll chop them up and tie them around your knees or tie them around your waist so you got some feathers on. But yeah, you lose feathers all over the place. They just fall off. And it's like they fall off in the locker room, the bathroom. You know, if you go outside, they're coming off there. They're coming off in the ring. Like, they're coming off all over the place. So I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe tassels would be a better choice for now, you know?
So, oh, yeah, for sure.
The feathers, basically, you get, like, one or two uses out of them. Like, if I was going to buy some feathers to wear, I could probably wear them in Calgary and Edmonton, and then they'd have to be thrown out because they'd just be too molted, and then there's, like, a rope with, like, a few feathers on it, you know?
Well, for sure. Hey, Goose.
Yeah, buddy.
I had an idea.
What's your idea, man? Let's hear it.
Do you want to have a surprise debut on the podcast?
Yeah, sure. Is this going to be your angry cat?
Oh, if I can find him, maybe, but I was thinking someone else. Say hello, baby.
Hello, Goosey.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, you?
I'm okay. Who's this that I'm speaking with?
The one who apparently has a really thick Newfie accent.
Oh, okay.
The pretty one with the ring on her finger.
Oh, okay. Congratulations on your incredibly poor taste in boyfriends.
Nice, I guess.
I'm just razzing. I love Cam. not in that same way, but you know, I'm a much more like Jay and Silent Bob type relationship, you know, hetero affection.
Hetero life mate.
Oh my God, yeah. You could be booze. Wait, no, I gotta get in there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining the podcast. How did you feel about the whole thing, the marriage proposal in the ring? Were you aware that was going to happen or anything? Like, did anyone give you the Iggy?
The birthday thingin'. Like, he wasn't supposed to do that. It was supposed to be like, you know, this Coden's day. This is his birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
but, you know, yay!
At least you guys didn't get married on his birthday, right? Like. Don't do that.
At least the baby didn't come on his birthday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want that because the poor guy, like, you're right. It is Coden's day. And now it's like, oh, Coden's day. But also, like, these two people are going to get married and have more babies and move past you. It's like, wait, what? You know? Anyway, but yeah, no, congratulations to you. Congratulations on the baby that's on the way as well.
My favorite part of the picture of the engagement, the ring announcer, Robert Sean, he took a picture of me down on one knee. And if you look in the background, you can see my mother and father with the biggest smiles on their faces. You can see her brother with a big old smile on his face and Coden with a big old smile on his face.
Well, there you go. At least Coden was into it, right? Like he was there for it. That's good. I mean, I saw some of the video, and was that your mom and who was recording it, Cameron? Because she seemed to be popping the whole time, and she seemed to know like what was going on.
Oh, that was Jess.
Oh yeah, no, that was one of the fans out here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who it was. I assumed it was your mom. But so certainly some people got the Iggy early in the day, hey?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They, no one like that knew, but it was kind of a, oh, no, is it going to happen? Like, no, there's no way it's going to happen. Is it going to happen? Oh, my God, it's happening.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was like. If anybody out there is watching or listening to this and wants to watch the video, is it up on the Cameron Stevens Panther Pack page on Facebook?
I'm not 100% sure, but I might end up posting that video on the YouTube page, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah, make sure you get that up there so that the Monday Night Shaw fans that want to watch some true emotional like moments happen, like, can check that out. I mean, I'm very happy that your lady there said yes, because I know that if she had said no, you would have probably like booted her in the gut and dropped her with a DDT or something. Actually, no, you probably wouldn't have done that. Not if she's pregnant. Like, you're not that. Can't boot her in the gut.
Boot her in the big old preggo belly.
Don't put your cocktail.
You won't marry me, I fine. I'll like, be the most heat-seeking heel in all of Newfoundland.
Yeah, if I had time back, I would have told him like he had to win the match for tonight first.
There you go.
He's the dude who screwed me out of my engagement too, the fucking bastard. I'd have stabbed him then.
You'd have stabbed who?
Javen.
Oh, okay.
Big thing. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to stab him right yet.
You know, Javen, though, I don't know if stabbing him would be very effective. He seems like the kind of guy that probably cuts himself just to feel something, you know?
He does come off as that type. I mean, the dude, like, he lives out in the wharf. Like, what the hell is he doing out there?
He's
the wharf, sorry, Jesus.
He lives on the wharf?
He's out living in the rock, man. He's living on the shore, dude. Like, what else is the outlines, man? What else would outlines mean other than just out along the shore?
I'm picturing now, like, he's got his secret evil lair somewhere underwater, and then whenever he comes out, the fucking water just parts like Aquaman, and he walks out into this... onto the shore.
I'm assuming it's like some form of like old sewage spot that just stopped being used.
Just this just big pipe that hangs off the edge and goes into the ocean, and he lives somewhere in the pipe.
For sure.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right on. Well, I hope that you're able to get your hands on Jeremiah Javen there, and you know, hopefully, if your wedding's in 2022 and the old goose has the funds and is invited, I'll come out there and hopefully we can do some wrestling show there too. Maybe me and you can.
You're definitely invited.
Yeah.
Stop molting.
Yeah. I'll have to buy some fresh feathers before when I come out there, so that maybe me and you can team up to wrestle against Jeremiah and Denver Peters or something. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, man.
I would be very very stoked to wrestle in front of the Newfoundland crowd. I think they would get a kick out of my
goose. Oh, they would love the goose, man.
They'd love you.
Yeah. Just from, like, seeing, like, the videos, like, I was watching when I had Jeremiah on and stuff. Like, he sent me some videos of his matches, and I was like, yeah, these are exactly the kind of crowds that I just love to wrestle in front of, because it's, you know, mostly children. You know?
Oh, yeah. And at the end of the day, those are the best ones to perform in front of anyway.
Yeah, I love wrestling in front of kids because they're not critical at all. Like, you know, they're just...
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I just mean, like, as long as you're there to have, like, if you're there having fun and they're able to, like, pick up on that and just tune in on it, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember when me and Dead Zone won the tag team championships in Boyle. That whole show was like, there was like, there must have been 300 just kids in the crowd. And it was like crazy, because like we went out to the ring and like, I mean, of course, like I look at it through rose tinted goggles of, you know, I won my first championship that night or whatever. But, like, even when I go back and watch the videos, like, the whole place is going, let's go, geese, let's go, geese. And, you know, like, it's just, like, wrestling in front of kids is awesome. Wrestling in front of adults is awesome as well, in a different kind of way. But like I say, like, I just, like, I feel like the kids are just more buying into everything, you know?
Oh yeah, they're that much more into it, right?
Yeah. It's there's no, like, because I mean, there's a certain amount of like, with adults anyway, there's a certain amount of, oh, wrestling, you know, like that fake stuff, you know.
Oh, but yeah.
Kids don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, this is awesome, this is fun, you know. And I mean, that's the way it should be, because, like, you can't judge your entertainment on its legitimacy. Like it's, you know, the Avengers and every single, like, Marvel movie or Star Trek movie or Batman movie, whatever, like, all movies are, you know, works. They're all,
for sure.
You know, Michael Keaton didn't put on his Batman mask as a shoot and then, you know, beat up Jack Nicholson. It's not what happened, you know.
But I wish that's what happened. But that would have been hilarious.
The movie made millions and millions of dollars because everybody wanted to see it, right? So, that's what I'm saying. Is like the idea that wrestling isn't a viable form of entertainment because it is fixed. Well, you know, so is 90% of the rest of your entertainment. You know.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, Cam. Is there anything that else that we need to discuss here on the podcast? I feel like I am just trying to ramble on at this point and come up with topics for us to talk about.
I could start promoting some of the stuff I've been working on.
Absolutely. Please. Oh, I just want to say thank you right off the bat, because like you say, you've been working on stuff. You actually have created a bunch of designs, and there now officially is one Canadian Goose T-shirt available on Pro Wrestling Tees, and it features the design that you sent to me. So if anybody wants to order a Canadian Goose T-shirt, they're available on Pro Wrestling Tees. I know it's an American company and that you got to pay shipping charges and stuff. But you'll look pretty good in one of those premium Canadian Goose T-shirts designed by Cameron Stevens.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a big fan of that Goose design. If I was the Canadian Goose, I would have sold it.
Yeah. No, I've been meaning to get my pro wrestling tees thing straightened out for a while. And now that it is, I'm very happy about it. I'm not sure if I've sold any shirts or not. I'm not sure, like, honestly, like, I don't even know, like, ooh, how much money I get from the sales of the shirts. Like, if I sell one shirt at $19.99 American, like, I have no idea how much I get out of it, like, on my end. But, you know, it's more so just that I want shirts available for people that want to buy them. And right now, this is kind of the only affordable option for me. I can't really afford to have a whole run of shirts printed up locally and then just sold at shows, right? At this point, I got a lot of a financial burden on me right now, which sucks. My car is...
Man, I feel you 1,000,000%.
Yeah. The car is still undrivable. Yeah, then I got to save for this trip to Newfoundland now. And I got to save to go out to BC, because I know that the family in BC wants to see me some and whatnot. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. And money comes and money goes, so I don't really worry about money all that much. But, yeah, if you have the money... Please look up the Canadian Goose on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I'm sure Cameron Stevens, you have a Pro Wrestling Tees as well, right?
Yeah, I've got a few links on the go right now. I'll start with my design stuff, though. I've been working on some of that design, obviously the one you put up. Everything on my Pro Wrestling Tees store I designed. I've also got a Tee Public store. Everything on that one was also my designs.
Hold on. What's a Tee Public store? I've never heard of Tee Public. Is that like just another T-shirt operation?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Is that one in Canada or is that also American?
I believe it's Canadian, but I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. Well, because, like, I mean, if I can find, like, a pro wrestling tease that's not going to require all the customers to order their stuff and have it shipped from America and in American funds, like, that would be ideal. But anyway, back to what you're saying. You have a store on TeePublic. You have a store on Pro Wrestling Tees. You've been doing designs for other guys as well, not only me, but you showed me some that are for, like, Andrew Hawk.
Yep.
Matt Hart.
Jordan Aries.
Yep, Jordan Aries. A few other guys. So, like,
even did a secondary logo for New Evolution Wrestling.
Oh, rain on, bud.
Yeah.
And so you're definitely making waves in the designs. And if anybody is listening to this who happens to be a wrestler or is in need of some sort of design like that, absolutely go ahead and hit up Cameron on the Facebook there and shoot him a message, and he can get that all made up for you at a very reasonable price.
Oh yeah, I'll pull up the price here now, actually. Because it's not too bad, if I do say so myself. It's, let's see here. While I'm looking for it, I'll tell you a little bit more about some of the other stuff I've been working on. So I've been working on not only my own website, which is tspcameronstevens.com. I've been working on that website. I've also been working on the New Evolution Wrestling website.
Oh, right on, bud.
Which now has an updated roster page, has all of the best wrestlers that NEW's got, both in and out of the ring. And as the company liked to put it, and not only that, there's like roster member profiles and stuff like that. And because I remember when I was a young fan growing up, obviously, like we all were, and I'd go to a wrestling page, whether it be WWE.com or Impact or whatever, and the first thing I'd see is roster right up top, and that's exactly the first place I'd go because, oh, let's see who wrestles here.
Yep. I remember way back in like 1999 when I first got the internet. And you would go to the WWF.com and they would have it all, like all the backgrounds and stuff were like the outlines of the Titantron. And then you'd go to the roster and it would be like, yeah, here it is. Check out these profiles on Draws, Headbanger Crash and or Headbanger Thrash and Headbanger Mosh. And here's Farouk and Bradshaw and Gangrel and all these guys that were like super popular in 1999. I remember... Yeah, the roster sites have always been like a huge thing, for sure.
Absolutely, and that was like the main thing I wanted to incorporate and evolve. We're talking about New Evolution Wrestling. The part I wanted to evolve on the website most was the roster page. The media section has also gotten a revamp. So when you go in there, you'll get, you can basically get your way to the NEW television programs, like the playlist that's on your YouTube page.
Solid. Right? Solid.
And, also a photo gallery. Starting out with the show from the last week, but... I've got some news for you that, Goose, even you don't know about those pictures on the NEW website from the last show.
Okay.
The one behind it is actually Deka's photography business.
Oh, okay. So Deka's the photographer for NEW?
One of.
Right on. Yeah.
One of.
I think
they
got
her and fill out here, Nick Hillier. He's deadly. He's best kind.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. We've got a couple of really talented photographers out here in Alberta as well. Of course.
Sean immediately comes to mind.
Yeah, Sean from Smiling Moose does a fantastic job. And then in Edmonton, we have this fella, Matt, And he's been doing really well lately too. And
yeah, I'm digging his pictures.
Yeah, he takes some great pictures. Yeah, and he's such a nice and just both those guys, both Sean and Matt, are just, you could tell they're stoked to be there, you know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I commend you on the website thing, because like that's incredibly like hard work. Like there doesn't seem to be a lot of like independent wrestling federations, at least in my experience, that seem to have like up to date websites, you know? Like RCW has at a couple of points been like, okay, we're gonna do a website, and then it just never seems to be kept up with, you know? I mean, and I understand because people have, like, day jobs and stuff, right? Like, and other people are just not website literate enough to continue, like, you know, to design the websites and whatnot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the people that have the skills also have real jobs, so they just don't have the time. But, like, I commend you because, like, yeah, like, that's a constant thing. Like, you need to update that at least, I would assume, once a week, eh?
Not too bad. No, note when shows start coming back more frequently, it'll be...
Yeah, that's also true, I guess. I think about it from my perspective where I'm like, okay, if we had an RCW... website, that would need to be updated like regularly, just because, you know, we run two shows a week, so
all the time.
Yeah, so it would have to be updated all the time, which I think is part of the reason why most of our internet presence is Facebook. You know, there's a little Twitter and a little Instagram, but I find it for the most part the social media and internet revolving around RCW tends to take place on Facebook.
Well, actually, that's a terrific segue, because anyone who has their website up and just needs it edited up or whatever, I can help you out with that too. I mean, just it'll be one of those things. I don't have a set price for it just yet. I'll kind of base it off of each person, sort of what they're working with, what they want, right? Yeah. But yeah, I'm totally down to help people out that way as well.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, if you need a t-shirt design or a design of any kind, talk to Cameron if you want help with maintaining or editing your website. He can help you out with that as well. If you need photography done for any purpose, get a hold of Cameron's girlfriend, or his fiance, I guess at this point is what we would call her. Her name's Dika, right?
Dika.
Dika, okay. I don't know why I said Dika. Dika. All right. And so yeah, get a hold of Dika out there in Newfoundland. She can hook you up. Make sure you
guys... Yeah, she's got her page set up, Mama D Photography.
There you go, Mama D Photography. Cameron Stevens for all your wrestling t-shirt design needs and website editorial needs and whatnot. If you want pet pictures, hit me up.
Oh yeah, the designs are fairly cheap too. Like for a simple design, and like if you have something for me to base it off of, it's only going to cost you like $5. If you want a simple design that's, you know, just something off the top of my head, mm-hmm. it'll only cost you about $10. But if you want something a little more complex, it's going to cost you a little bit more. If you have something for me to base it off of, it's only going to be $15. But for something a little more, you know, off the top of my head, and I got to be a little more creative with it, it's only going to cost you about $20. But yeah, if you want multiple colored, like multiple versions, so if you want like a red and green version and then a red and white version, yeah, it would be an extra $5 for the second one.
And that's not bad at all. Like, absolutely. Like, those prices are incredible. Like, you spend $20. Say you're a professional wrestler and you want, like, the most complicated, like, thing. Cameron's going to charge you, like, $25 for that. And then...
Top.
Yeah, you buy that design off him, and then you could put it on T-shirts, and if you sell one T-shirt for $25, you've made your money back. If you sell two, you've doubled your money right there. So that, do the math, folks. Like, Cameron, I'm also kind of like, hey, but maybe double your prices. But also, I absolutely, like, that's a steal. And so...
Oh, absolutely. And, well, not only that, with the editorial stuff, I'm also a bit of a social media type of guy myself, I like to consider. Mm-hmm. I've got a Linktree page. I'm not sure if you're familiar. Basically, what that is it's a way to combine all your links into one spot. So, for the sites like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, where you can only put one link in, mm-hmm. I put in my Linktree link, because that way it'll send you to a little page. You can scroll through and you'll find a link to my website, my Pro Wrestling Tee store, my Tee Public store, the Panther Pack Facebook group, my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, even my new Evolution Wrestling profile. There's a link to the Cage Match Wrestling database, which someone had sent me, and I decided to put it on there because I'm like, hey, these guys are seemingly following stuff that's on the go. Might as well put that on there too.
I like that Cage Match site. That's really, like, when I first looked on there and noticed that they had, like, my profile up there with, like, a record of most of my matches, I was like, oh, okay, well, this is cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too. I was like, oh, that's deadly.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have your Linktree. What is your Linktree account? Or, like, how can folks get to this Linktree thing and check you out?
Well, it's link, LINKTR dot double E, so EE, / TSP Cameron Stevens. You could also find all my stuff if you could just go straight to my website, TSPCameronStevens.com. And I've recently updated that site as well with some new designs on there, some new stuff all over the place, man. It's been a lot of online media work and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all about keeping in touch with the wonderful fans that keep us rocking and rolling, especially after this pandemic. I mean, my God, without these people who are willing to come to the shows and spend their hard-earned money and, you know, join us with all these restrictions and everything like that. Like, kudos to all of the awesome fans.
Yeah, kudos to the fans, and kudos to the promoters. I mean, all the wrestlers appreciate that the promoters are going out of their way to work hard and maybe take a little less of a profit so that we can all work and whatnot. It's definitely something that's appreciated by us all, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. None of us can be superstars without our platform.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, so check out Cameron Stevens, TSPCameronStevens.com, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, check out any upcoming new Evolution Wrestling that happens to pop up. I'm sure that once they have some shows booked for the future, those will be advertised online. Make sure you check out the Real Canadian Wrestling that's going on out here out in Alberta. We've also, coming up in Alberta, I've got some CWE shows are coming around, and the Clandestine Society second act is going to be coming up soon as well. So a lot of exciting stuff coming out of Alberta. Monster Pro Wrestling also going to be doing some sort of live streaming shows soon as well. So make sure you check out all the wrestling that's going on out here. But if you want to see the Canadian Goose, you got to go to RCW, Real Canadian Wrestling, and I will see you there. I might also pop up at that clandestine thing.
Oh, man. I hope, well, anywhere the Canadian Goose pops up is definitely worth checking out, that's for sure.
I would like to think so, for sure. Yeah, you know, like, I love wrestling, and I hope that each and every person in the crowd can tell whenever I come out. And usually I think they can, because most of them honk when I get them, when I ask them to. So it was a pleasure to talk to you again, Cameron, and hopefully we'll get to see you again soon. If not, I will I'll start putting a little bit of money aside there so that hopefully I can get out to Newfoundland for your wedding and whatnot. And
oh, dude, yeah. you know damn well the Goose is invited to the wedding. That goes without saying.
Yeah, 100%. I'm looking forward to coming out and meeting all the Newfoundland folks. And, you know, hopefully there'll be some wrestling shows going on there, too, at this around the same time so that I can come and be a part of those, because I'd love it.
Hopefully.
Yeah, very much. And we will talk to you again soon. Congratulations to you and to your new family and whatnot, and I will see you around, bud.
Absolutely. Have a good one, brother, and it was great talking to you. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, no, and I'm very stoked that we aren't going to have to, like, delete half this podcast or have somebody go through it with a fine-tooth comb or anything like that. It was 100% on the level, and again, this has been Monday Night Shaw on the Backbreaker Media Network. I'm Kyle Shaw, a.k.a. the Canadian Goose, signing off and thanking once again the Steel Panther, Cameron Stevens, for joining me. Nova Scotia and